Welcome to lesson 209, giving a reason, another reason for why I suffer. God tells us clearly in the Bible, he's a suffering God, and he experienced suffering for our sake. And it's all back to this idea of character development, what God says when he saves you, justification. He's molding you to be more like himself so that he becomes glorified in your life as your character develops through your suffering. In other words, suffering is a part of life. Suffering isn't something to hide from and hate. It's something that's part of the human condition. And here, we're talking about in Lesson 209, how it's used by God to produce character, a stronger character in your life. So let's go ahead and click on the screen. The first one, in Acts 5, verses 40 and 41, God actually has set things up where he desires, I rejoice when I suffer for his sake. Here's what it says. When they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and they let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for the name of Jesus. There's an example of actually rejoicing. When in a world hostile against the one who loves them and died for them, we can let him shine through in our lives by the rejoicing we have in the fact that we stand up for him regardless. But the second one here is talking about God's plan, not his desire. His plan is that you have growth. And what does he mean by growth? He means you're moving more and more towards a character of his son, Jesus Christ. Let's look at James 1, verses 2 to 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. But let perseverance have its perfect work, that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. So when you suffer those trials, your faith is what produces perseverance, trusting in Christ. And what happens then is you become mature and complete. That's growth. And then finally, God makes a promise. He goes from a desire that you rejoice to his plan that you grow, and his promise is your reward one day in heaven for suffering for his sake. Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 to 12. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets before you. This is exactly what Paul was saying in Romans 5, verses 3 to 4. Tribulation produces perseverance, just like James said in chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. And perseverance, character. And character, hope. Hope isn't faith. Hope is that future expectation of the promises of God that one day you enter in his presence for eternity with him. And that's what suffering produces. This reliance on him to such an extent that your character develops around that complete reliance on him. This matches very well when we studied suffering that Jesus went through for his Father's sake. This is lesson 209.